Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast. Hi there, I'm Blake Lindsay, and I'm the host for Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. If you are brand new to us, we certainly want to welcome you. And if you have been around a while, we are delighted to spend time with you each week and would love for you to share this free podcast with your family and friends. Hey, I don't believe I've mentioned this in a while. We have a free weekly Ziegler newsletter which can be delivered right to your in basket if you'd like us to. It is really a helpful newsletter that is filled with articles from Zig and other business professionals on a wide variety of topics. I certainly want to encourage you to sign up for this free service at Ziegler.com. Remember the first time you heard Zig and how his words of wisdom had such a positive impact on your personal, family, and business life? Wouldn't it be awesome if every soldier, I'm talking airman, marine, sailor, and coastie serving our country, could have unlimited access to all of Zig's audio and video material, anytime, anywhere? With your help, this dream is indeed possible. For less than $15, you and Zig will impact the lives of our military members and their families around the world by giving them complete access to the new online Ziegler Vault. The Ziegler Vault is the online library of all of Zig's greatest audio and video programs, including his most famous bestsellers, as well as his all-time classics. If Zig's message of hope and encouragement has made a positive difference in your life, now you can help change the lives of 15 American military members when you subscribe to the Ziegler Vault. To learn more about how you can encourage our military, please go to Ziegler.com or you can call me, Blake Lindsay. Here's my number, 972-383-3268. Please do it now. We want to personally welcome you to this edition, and we certainly hope your week is going better than good. We want to thank you very much for taking time each week to listen to Mr. Ziegler's message. Please continue to tell your family and friends about Zig's inspiring podcast. Well, today Mr. Ziegler's in fine form, and he has a lot of jokes that he wants to share with you, as well as some better than good reasons why it is important to continue to learn brand new things throughout your lifetime. I'm going to turn my speakers up so that I can join you in learning from Mr. Ziegler right now.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, sometimes it is fun and exciting. A couple of you were talking as you were walking in, and I couldn't help but overhear one of you say to the other one, "Well, I can't tell you anymore. I've already told you more than I heard." And, you know, that, like a couple of folks were talking, one of them said, "Well, you know, I hate to spread gossip, but I don't know what else you can do with it." And, you know, like one fellow said, "You know, I hate gossip, so I'm only going to tell you this once." Now, you know, and incidentally, one of the things that intrigues me, I read a study some time back where every third person was either remarkably handsome or amazingly beautiful. Now, what I'd like to get you to do right now is turn directly to the person on your left and look them over real good. No, left. Now turn directly to the person on your right and look them over real good. Now, since it obviously ain't either one of them, guess who? It's so neat to see so many beautiful ladies here this morning. You know, not only do women dress audiences up so much, but realistically, women are just so much more practical than men. Like this lady down home, bum came up to her on the street and said, "Ma'am, would you give me a dollar for a sandwich?" She said, "Well, not until I've seen the sandwich." Now, you know, that's being practical. One lady said, "Well, I didn't want to marry him for his money, but that was the only way I could get it." Now, you see, that really is being practical. Now, obviously, that one has been reversing itself these last few years, all right? 1989, in December, the redhead and I walked into Prestonwood Shopping Center. That's her favorite center. If you recall from an earlier recording, that's where she made the all-mall team for 8 years in a row, and last year made MVP as most valuable purchaser. Well, we walked into the little eyeglasses place. I needed some glasses, and a very energetic, enthusiastic young man came up and offered charity. He said, "May I help you?" Well, I was grateful for help. I said to him, "Yes, I need some of those glare-proof glasses." He said, "Oh," he said, "are you a photographer?" I said, "No, I never got involved in photography because of all of the negatives." he said, "Are you a producer?" And I said, "No, I'm a speaker." And he said, "Well, what do you speak on?" And I said, "Well, motivation, positive thinking, leadership. I do a lot of family seminars, courtship after marriage, raising positive kids in a negative world. Do a lot in sales training, goal setting, and that sort of thing." And he brightened up noticeably. He said, "Oh, kind of like Zig Ziglar." And I said, well, sort of. And the redhead pointed her finger at me, and she said, "This is Zig Ziglar." Well, he was a very cool young man. He backed up a couple of feet, looked me over pretty good, and he started shaking his head. He said, "Oh, no. Oh, no." He said, "I've seen videotapes of Zig Ziglar, and Zig Ziglar is always jumping up and down." He said, "No, this is not Zig Ziglar." So I said to the redhead, "You see there, sweetheart, I told you we weren't going to be able to fool this young man. He's probably looking for some 40 or 50-year-old codger, and he sees us two youngsters walk in, and he looks me over real good, and he knows I could never be Zig Ziglar." And the young man kind of nodded his head and said, "Yep, that's right." Well, we went ahead with the transaction. He got ready to do the paperwork. He picked up his pen, and he said, "Now, what is your name?" And I said, "Well, I spell it Ziglar. He literally dropped his pen on the counter. He said, "You are Zig Ziglar." I said, "Yeah, I have been a long time." Now, I want to make a very important point. The young man had a picture of me in his mind. And as far as that picture went, it was okay, because on occasion I do jump up and down, and I do get kind of loud and exuberant and enthusiastic. But the reality is, the picture he had of me was so narrow and so shallow that it bore no resemblance to who I am and what I can do. I have found that to be very, very true of people. I do a lot of reading, a lot of research, and what I have found is that most people have a picture of themselves which is so narrow and so shallow that it bears no resemblance to who they are and what they can do. Most people have no earthly idea as to what they can do, because all they've ever been told is what they cannot do. According to psychologist Chad Helmstetter, the average 16-year-old has been told 17,000 times no, or you can't do that. Now, you tell a youngster 17,000 times they can't do something, and the first thing you know, they will begin to believe it. The picture is so incredibly important. Now, most people have no earthly idea, therefore, what they can do, because they don't know who they are. They do not know what they really want out of life because they do not know what's available for them. Now, for them is the key. They can readily see where you could do it, and you could do it, and you could do it, and you could do it, but poor little old me, I could never do those things. And so what we want to work at is changing the picture so that we can recognize just what is inside of us. To repeat myself again, man was designed for accomplishment. That's you. Engineered for success and endowed with the seeds of greatness. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. In an earlier recording, I talked about the fact that there are some things you can't measure. You can't measure the heart. You can measure the IQ. One of the reasons I talk to both the head and the heart is because I like to get to your intelligence logically. But even more importantly, I like to get to you emotionally because we cannot measure that heart. And inside of us, there is so much. But the picture is the key. The picture I had of myself always was I'm a little guy from a little town who will struggle all of his life. When I was 17 years old, getting ready to go off to the Navy back in the big war, World War II. Some of you have heard about it. It's been in all the papers. I was getting ready to leave, and my plans was to go off to war and then come back and literally to open a meat market in Yazoo City, Mississippi. That's the image, that's the picture that I had of myself. I never saw myself as having to have government assistance, but I saw myself as the little guy from the little town who would struggle all of his life. As a youngster, I was very small, and I did have that inferiority complex. That's exhibited now in those days. That's what they call today. You know, they call it poor self-image and what have you. But the emphasis simply was that I could not do these things. The picture's important. I well remember one time one of my children came home with a terrible report card. You know, I was kind of chastised a little bit about it. And one of them said to me, I'm not going to identify which one it is. That would kind of embarrass him. But a big smile came out of this particular child's face and said, well, Dad, let me ask you, do you think this is heredity or environment? And you know, there's something that can be said for both.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin. When we fast, we stop eating food and allow our body to repair. The research on the benefits and the reset is profound. The problem is we like food. We're addicted to food. Me too. Missing a meal or a day of eating is terrifying to a lot of people. So here is ProLawn. It's a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. ProLawn is not a diet. It's science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. ProLawn provides a 5-day program where you get snacks and soups and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state while taking away the difficulty and mindset of deprivation. I've fasted for 5 days with nothing but water, and my physical and mental state was incredible. My struggle was just wanting to fulfill my habit of eating. It was significant. ProLawn took that away. It's amazing. I feel like I'm cheating, but getting the benefits of fasting. So right now, ProLawn is offering What Drives You listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. So go to ProLawnLife.com/Kevin. That's ProLawnLife.com/Kevin for the special offer.
Friends, I'm pretty candid about my lack of financial prowess. Money and numbers are fairly Greek to me, so I need a lot of guidance. One of my closest friends is a wildly successful wealth manager, and I'm working on some financial literacy and just continually seeking guidance. So I ask you to check out yahoofinance.com. Nobody knows it all, and Yahoo Finance is an incredible resource for the rookies like me or the seasoned investors. You know, before my dad passed away recently, Dave Ramsey and his wife Sharon flew down to visit. We all got to spend a day together, and I was at yahoofinance.com just now. I saw multiple news flashes from Dave and other people that you respect, and they're hitting so many of the hottest areas in finance today. So it's a place to get a snapshot of all aspects of your financial interests, and if you have them, your portfolios. I hadn't realized Yahoo Finance is the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. So for your comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. One more time. yahoofinance.com.
Now, my environment as a youngster was a depression environment. Survival was the issue of the day. Many of you, as you listen to this tape, are in a survival mode. We want to move from survival first to stability, and from stability to success, and from success to significance. That is the purpose, but that's going to take growth. And growth is a lifetime prospect. Now, I want to differentiate between personal growth and self-fulfillment. Self-fulfillment is that part of life that says, hooray for me, to heck with you. I'm going to win through intimidation if I have to, but I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to look out for number one. Self-fulfillment is that individual, and I can perhaps represent them or epitomize them in the world of athletics. It's the individual who becomes a bodybuilder. Now, please understand that there are exceptions to every rule, and I want that to be made clear. But the typical bodybuilder spends an awful lot of time building those muscles, and then an inordinate amount of time getting in front of the mirror and admiring their handiwork. But they're not altogether selfish. I mean, many of them will put on an undershirt and walk down Main Street so that we too can admire what they have done. They will even come in the restaurant where we are eating and just kind of casually sit there, in that Charles Atlas pose so we can admire. Now, let me say it again. That's not always the case. For example, Randy Webster is a trainer and a bodybuilder. He works with my son and did work with my daughter-in-law. He is genuinely interested in taking what he knows about bodybuilding and teaching somebody else. There's your difference. Now, that's personal growth. That's the individual. That's the teacher who learns things for the purpose of teaching. Self-fulfillment is the student who learns things so he or she can parade their knowledge. Maybe someday they'll get invited to appear on Jeopardy, and they can answer all of those questions, and then the world will admire them for their incredible insights and wisdom. Now, let me emphasize on this, that when you get into these things, then you begin to think in terms of, I'm not the only fish in the pond. There are others, and I need to live with, work with, encourage other people. That is so important. The way you go up in life is not just on your own efforts, but by what you can persuade others to do and teach others to do. You yourself have been helped by many people on many occasions. You walk in my office today, and on the wall, you will see my wall of gratitude. There are 19 people there who've had an impact on my life. And there are people, if you're honest and really reflect on it, you've had a lot of people that have helped you in your life for you to move up. Like this old boy down home says, anytime you see a turtle on a fence post, you can rest assured that sucker didn't get there by himself. I mean, he had some help along the way. Well, what are the benefits of team play? Two of my favorite coaches are Joe Paterno at Penn State and Lou Holtz at Notre Dame. Now, in those two schools, as far as I know, they're the only two major schools which do not put the names of the players on the jacket. They go by numbers. And so that big defensive tackle has a number, as does the outstanding quarterback have a number. They function as a team. Well, we all know the team success of those two teams. And you might say, well, now that's pretty good for the team. As a matter of fact, that's real good for the team to sacrifice yourself. Joe Paterno, for example, if one of his guys, a wide receiver, a running back, a fullback, runs for a touchdown and does all those histrionics or hysterics or whatever they are, they call them, in the end zone, you know, throwing the ball up in the stands or throwing it over the goalpost or doing some of those silly dances, he might as well just head for the bench because he is now officially out of the game. Paterno requires that they simply hand the ball to one of the officials, run back to the huddle and say, "Congratulations, fellas, every last one of you did your job." And so the team was able to score. Now, what impact does this have on the individual? Well, you check the records in the NFL, and you will discover that for many years, both Notre Dame and Penn State have been at the top or real close to the top, certainly within the top five, of the teams that send players to the NFL. You see, you got to have the individual talent and ability, but you need to function in there as part of the team. I can tell you that one sour apple in a company can have a tremendously detrimental effect on the rest of the team. And so this team play, this concept becomes extraordinarily important. Now, as this personal growth concept unfolds, let me tell you, first of all, it is a lifetime concept. 58% of all of the people in our society, when they finish their formal education, never read another meaningful book. On the contrary, those who make Who's Who read an average of 20 books a year. At the end of 5 years, one has read 100 books, gotten incredible additional information, stayed current and up to date, and is in a growth mode. And when you're growing, you check your attitude. When you're learning things, that's when you are most excited. In companies where they teach concepts and philosophies and people are growing, their rate of turnover is dramatically less than those who do not. Now, Fortune magazine ran an article, Merck & Company, which for 9 years was voted the number one company, most desirable place in America to work. What they discovered was it cost them 1.5 years' salary to replace a worker, to run the recruitment ads, and to train them, bring them up to speed, 1.5 years' salary every time a trained, productive individual left. So you see, growth is important for the company and it's important for the individual.
What interesting thing have you learned about lately? With 24-hour news channels, the internet, and podcasts, we are literally bombarded with information in so many forms. It is important that you consciously choose where you get your information and what you are learning. This week, strive to be a constant learner and then put that knowledge to good use. Until next week, I'm Blake Lindsay, encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.